Hi, and welcome to the podcast Schlagervännerna with me, Emil Löfström. And I will from now on talk to the legends from the Eurovision Song Contest history and also let the guests take us back to give us a feel from behind the scenes. Eurovision Song Contest has opened important doors for many artists and groups after their attempt. Some that spring to mind are ABBA, Celine Dion, Julio Iglesias, just to name a few. But if you already have a successful career, many artists would not dream about or dare to participate in the contest. But in 1978, a female duo with a very distinct sound, who had been the most selling female duo of all time with the single Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, took part in the national final in Luxembourg. And in their own words, I want to have details. Where did they stay? What did they do? And who did they meet? Welcome to Schlagervännerna, Maria Mandiola and Cristina Sevilla from Baccara.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
We are very good at home, of course, but very good.
Like everybody in the planet.
This is a big honor to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
And you're still going strong, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we try. We try.
It's 40 years since Yes Sir, I Can Boogie was released. How many times have you sung that song?
No, I cannot calculate.
So
many.
18 million sold singles and 35 million streams on Spotify.
Yes, can you imagine?
It's fantastic.
Yes,
it is.
And it's still a fantastic song.
Thank you, Emil. Thank you.
This is a podcast about Eurovision. And I want to ask you, Maria, parlez-vous français?
Yes, oui, je parle français. Nous serons, c'est si bon. Nous serons, c'est si bon. Nous serons comme les belles de Paris. Nous dirons, parlez-vous français. La lande d'amour et de l'été. Voilà, c'est des chances. C'est un cours des vacances. Mais on y soit qui mal y pense.
How did this song come to you?
RCA. And the composer, Rolf Soya, who was giving us the song and telling us that they will play this in a video in Luxembourg. They were five artists and they will play it on the TV and the people should vote by telephone who they wanted that represent Luxembourg in 1978 for the Eurovision. While we were singing this song, they were showing our video several times on TV in Luxembourg. And from these five artists, the 85% of the people who was calling was voting for Baccara to represent Luxembourg. That's why.
The song is written, as you said, of Ralf Soya, Frank Dostal, and yes. Peter Centner. And they nearly wrote all of Baccara's hit songs. Sorry, was this the only song they presented to you for this particular project?
Yes, this was the only song.
And you won the national final in Luxembourg and was sent to Paris?
Yes.
What do you remember from Paris?
Oh, it was a beautiful experience, you know, even though I'm not so much for contest because I'm not a competing person. But okay, once you are in the game, then you are inside. But it was a beautiful experience. And I remember that the person who was introducing in Grand Prix, he was talking to us and telling, I don't understand nothing because you are Spanish. Normally you are in Germany, representing Luxembourg with a French speaking song. So I don't understand nothing about you. And we were laughing. <You know?
laughs> Did you watch this on television, Christina?
Of course, of course. I remember I was with my family because at that time Eurovision was a very big event. And I remember like today, and I said, oh, such a beautiful ladies, so elegant. And then can you imagine years later, I can be part of Baccarat? It's amazing.
You were the big favorite to win the whole competition, but only finished seventh in Eurovision. Did you feel defeated, Maria?
No, for me it was okay. You know, it was a little bit strange that the countries where we were selling more records, you know, like in Sweden, Norway, Finland, they were not voting for us. And that's why it was strange, but I can tell you that it was the record who was selling more from the Eurovision. We were selling more than number one, what was Avani Bi O Bone Be from Israel. Avani Bi O Bone Be. Avani Bi O Bone Be.
And Israel, as you say, won this year. Did you enjoy any one of the other songs from 1978? Do you remember the songs?
I remember the Spanish, and I remember, to tell you the truth, the number one, Abani Bio Bonelli. It was also a very commercial song. I was liking the song, actually, you know.
Bailemos un vals, the Spanish one was.
And the Spanish one was Bailemos un vals, yes.
José Vélez.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Christina, who do you wanted to win, Spain or Luxembourg?
Oh, at that time, Spain, of course. At that time, Spain.
Were you ever approached to compete again in Eurovision after this?
They were never asking, and I will never go again. I become too nervous, you know, and as I was telling you, I don't like to compete. So this was one-time experience.
And Christina, in 2004, you were standing in the Swedish pre-selection Melodifestivalen with a Swedish skirt.
Yes, I was. For me, it was a nice experience too, because it's like a mini Eurovision. And there were a lot of artists, very, very good artists. Somebody was proposing us to do this song, Soy Tu Venus, from these three composers. And for me, it was amazing because it was one of the first times I was in Göteborg with a big audience, 18,000 people. Of course, at the beginning, I was a little bit nervous too, but it was very nice. For me, it was a nice experience too.
Do you remember how the song Soy Tu Venus came to you?
Yes, it was because of the manager. The manager were in contact with somebody in Sweden. They proposed the idea of to represent two Spanish ladies representing Sweden And after this came the complete album. But at the beginning, it was only Soy to Venus for the festival. But at the end, we made the complete album.
And you also finished seventh with a song.
Yes, it's true. It's true. There was for me some favorites. But the two, the couple, the Swedish couple, I don't remember now the names.
Fame was the name of the group.
Fame. Yeah, that's right. Fame. Yes, yes. Years after, a few years ago, we met this guy, Maria and me, we were meeting this guy in Sweden, by the way.
Ah, Magnus Becklund.
Yeah, Magnus, that's right.
Maria, have you seen this performance?
I was seen.
How are your relations to Soy to Venus?
Oh my God. You ask me something what I cannot lie. For me, if I am very honest, for me it was awful. Terrible. And the ending with these Swedish flags, I was getting a shock. I was laughing.
This was an idea of my partner, ex-partner.
I must be very honest, you know. I cannot lie to you.
I appreciate that you don't lie.
I cannot lie because I was crying from laughter.
Emil, this doesn't disturb me because we were talking about this situation, Maria and me, many times. Maria?
Of course. I was getting a shock. I remember I was with my partner and a friend who brought us the video. It was in VHS, I don't forget, in a hotel because we were working. And he was asking, please, for a place where it was one VHS recorder. And we were shocked. We were shocked. Wow. And we were starting to laugh. We were crying from laughing.
It's not the style of Maria and me now. It's absolutely
no,
another...
I was feeling ashamed, you know. This is one problem. No, I didn't like. Okay, the perform, you can say more or less, okay. But this with the flags, oh my, what idea.
Yeah, but I like the song.
The song
is...
The song is not bad.
It's not bad. The song is nice.
The flags, oh...
Yeah, I didn't like the flag either, but I appreciated that you competed in Sweden. That was fantastic, I think.
Of course.
Yes, yes. I for me, it was a nice, very, very nice experience. Big stadium in Göteborg with another artist in the big with a big audience. For me, it was like a dream.
Lovely. As I told you before, you're still going strong. And 2 years ago, in 2018, you released a new album, I Belong to Your Heart.
Yes.
From
yes.
Which I especially enjoyed the song, Give Me Your Love.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Give me your love. Give me your soul. Oh, babe, don't say goodbye. Come on and take my heart.
Tell me about this album.
Well, I think it's a nice album. We were enjoying very much recording with Luis Rodriguez. He's a very nice producer and he has beautiful songs. And I think his songs, what fits very good to Baccarat, is Baccarat's style. And we were feeling very comfortable with the songs.
Yes.
Do you have any special favorites from the album?
Well, give me Your Love is one of my favorites.
And I have a Secret of Love and the one with Mario. The one with Mario, super sexy baby.
I Love You Moscow is also a nice song.
Also nice.
I love you Moscow, wherever I go. I can hear music. I love you Moscow, my heart in my hands.
My boss,
you're my super sexy baby. Oh, you drive me crazy. Kiss me darling, kiss me tonight. You're my silent, my devotion. I feel like in an ocean. is my secret of love. Thousands of emotions are shaking my heart. Kissing your lips, I'm feeling devotion. It's like an explosion. Please love me strong. This is my secret of love. Thousands of emotions are shaking my heart. Look me tonight. Secret of love.
We like all the songs because we were so happy doing this album.
Yes.
The members of Baccarat have shifted over the years. Can you please sort this out for our listeners?
The beginning, of course, was Maite and Maria.
Of course.
Yeah, this was the original duo. And then you can continue, Maria.
And then I was with Marisa. I was like 22, 23 years together with her. Unfortunately, she was getting one sickness, is polyarthritis, you know.
Yes.
And how we are traveling so much and with luggage and here and there and running. So she's still like, she's my sister. I was speaking before yesterday with her. We are completely all the time in contact, but she was stopping. And that's why I was very lucky that I was, all the fans was telling me, call to Christina, because she's a lovely girl. And this I did. And of course, it was the best idea. I was listening to our fans.
Thank you, Maria.
as my ex-partner, the first one, was doing the same, more or less to her than with me, you know, kicking us out of the business, you know, with her. And then I was calling her and I was very lucky because she's a fantastic singer and a fantastic girl. And we are like a family. So it's very nice to work in with
together.
Yeah. You are fitting. We are fantastic.
Yes. In my case, I was 6 years with Maite. I started with Maite in 1999. And then we were preparing our first album. And then after 6 years, we stopped because she was saying, this is finished. And then I was pregnant and I had my son, my small one, my son Juan Carlos. And in 2010, I started with Maria. She was calling me. And then till now, I'm very happy.
So it's two duos today with Baccarat, right? There's one with Maite and someone else. And
she's not working any longer.
Okay.
Since very long. Not that we know. Since 1918, she's not doing anything.
Okay.
Yes. We cannot see nothing in the nets and something like this.
Okay, so you're not friends with her today?
No.
No.
No. Absolutely not. It will be the last singer in the world that I will be with. I was 5 years with her. And then she was telling to me that she wanted to sing alone by herself. And of course, I was very sad because I don't have any sister or brothers or nothing. And I was very upset and crying like hell. And then at the end, she, of course, how she was not having any success singing alone, then she was doing again the duo. Actually, it's a very funny story because she was 8 months also working with my friend Marisa, but Marisa was leaving her also. She was leaving her because she couldn't stand.
Yeah, she's a very special. She was putting me out of this situation. And then she was before rehearsing with another girl, and I didn't know nothing about this.
Okay.
And she had 14 or 15 partners, no, Maria?
15.
15 partners, including me.
What a mess.
What a mess. Yes, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Okay. But it's already passed, you know, so it's never mind.
Yeah.
Will Baccarat record more albums in the future?
Well, if they let us go to the studio with this coronavirus, this will be nice.
At the moment, we are at home, but probably one album, probably first one single.
Sounds lovely.
Thank you.
I want to hear more Baccarat.
Thank you.
And today you are very big in the Eastern Europe, right? Russia?
Yes.
Yes.
How often do you have traveled to Russia?
Ooh,
sometimes maybe 10 times a year, 15 times a year minimum.
Yes.
Only to Russian Federation, because we also used to go to Ukraine, we used to go to Slovenia,
Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, everything what finished in Staden.
And everyone knows Jethro and Boogie, I believe.
Of course.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. But there is also, you must think, number one, the song what you hear more in the radio stations in Russia is not Jethro and Boogie, it's Kara Mia. Kara Mia, mine, the stars are gonna shine forever.
Yeah, and that's well because of Philip Kirkorov has recorded it.
That's right.
I know that you, Maria, have recorded Parlez-vous Français, but Christina, have you recorded the song Parlez-vous Français?
Yes. First, in the first album with Maite, I was recording Parlez-vous Français. And with Maria, we used to sing it live.
So there's no record with you two on it?
No.
1978, Parlez-vous Français were competing for Luxembourg. And do you watch Eurovision today?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Every year?
Sometimes together.
Every year. And sometimes together.
Together. And we made our bets.
Ah!
Yes.
Have you had any particular favorites from the recent years?
My favorite is Austria with Rise Like a Phoenix, Conchita Wurst.
Yes.
And Maria likes very much the Swedish one, Euphoria, no, Maria?
Euphoria, yes.
Euphoria likes you a lot.
This was a fantastic and wonderful opportunity. And I'm a big fan of you since I was a child and found my mother's Baccarat LP albums. So I'm very glad that you took your time to speak with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emil.
I hope I will pronounce this right now. Beso y abrazo y muchas gracias.
Oh, muy gracias, bien, Emil. De nada.
Muy bien. Gracias, de nada.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Emil.
Thank you.
Big kiss. Parlez-vous français? If you do, we will.